Han scowled. But before he could open his mouth to object, Gev said,
"Don't blow a brain vein, Solo. Kratheus is telling it to you straight. Base Prime is, well, it sort of sits in a big bubble in space."
"To be more precise," Kratheus said, "Base Prime is located on a space station of unknown origin, which expands space-time around itself in a way that makes it impossible to speak of a location in terms of physical coordinates. The most that can be said is that it occupies the heart of the Chelun Rift. Or, perhaps it would be more accurate to say that the way to reach it is through the heart of the Chelun Rift."
"Are you trying to tell me we're sitting on some sort of black hole?"
Han scoffed.
"How gullible do you think I am?"
"We didn't say that Base Prime is located on the surface of a black hole,"
Marvitt said.
"Quite the opposite. We said that it bends space-time outward, not inward. You are the one who suggested the false analogy."
"And I consider the bet paid," Kratheus added. "If you are unhappy with my answer, Captain Solo, we can forego the Sabacc game and switch to more conventional methods of interrogation."
"You mean torture?"
Han said.
"Call it what you will, Captain Solo."
Kratheus spread his power body, his arms.
"But I assure you, any chance you have of winning your freedom lies in our little Sabacc game, not in any ill-advised attempts to escape on your own."
"Assuming you intend to honor your word,"
Han replied.
"And that remains to be seen. You still owe me two answers."
"One, actually," Kratheus replied. "The answers to your first and third questions are the same. The game we are playing is data collection, which is why you have a network of sensors attached to your body and inserted into your brain."
Han's throat went dry.
"Inserted?"
He started to reach for his head and felt a sudden jolt of electricity shooting down his spine. His arms went numb and dropped, limp and useless, to the sides of his examination chair.
"Forgive the neuro-restraint, but you really shouldn't attempt to remove the probes by yourself. Some of them run all the way down into your corpus callosum."
"What?"
Han yelled.
"You stuck my brain full of needles?"
"Exactly," Kratheus replied. "As I was about to explain, we're using stress reactions to map your mind's functionality and to stimulate memory retrieval. In our other subjects, it has proven to be a highly effective method of modeling."
"You're making a map of my mind?"
Han repeated, growing more horrified by the moment.
"Why in the blazes would you do that?"
Marvitt smiled.
"Is that your opening bet for the next hand?"